Welcome to Let's Talk Faith, Uncover, Heal, Grow, the podcast where we dive into the intersection of faith, personal growth, and healing. I'm your host, Jane Bone Kamara, and I'm glad you're here to join us today.
In 2 Samuel 19, verse 8, so the king got up and took his seat in the gateway. When the men were told the king is sitting in the gateway, they all came before him. So what we have is the gate, the gatekeeper, who stands there. And if any enemy were to come, he would stand and he would kill them. And then you have the watchmen who on alert, they are watching. Spiritually, we as the kingdom of God need to be on watch day and night, 24 hours a day. Often we have segments from 12 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, and then 9 to 12, because the enemy doesn't stop. So it's important as us, as the kingdom of God, to rise up, as we are the body of Christ, to be able to pray and stand and watch for our churches, for our families, for our friends. And how do we do that? Through prayer. Hallelujah. So we have spiritual gates and physical gates. And every physical gate has a matching spiritual gate. So before you can conquer any physical gates, you must control the spiritual gates. The spiritual controls the physical. So what we possess spiritually will manifest physically, such as wealth, breakthrough, good health, favor, fruitfulness, and blessings. Okay, so spiritual gateways. Spiritual gateways are places of dominion. By dominion, we mean a territory or an area of influence or control. Whoever controls the different gateways exercises authority, dominion, and control over you or a city, a church, or even a nation. There are many different types of spiritual gates. Gateways can be very personal. We each have a spirit, a soul, and a body gateway. Heaven has its own gateway, and we can connect our spirit with the Lord through prayer, through faith, worship, revelation, obedience, and the fear of God. If we look at Matthew 7, verse 13 to 14, it says, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and the gate is wide for the many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Now, we need to reflect on what is it that could be stopping us from entering God's kingdom, because it's a narrow gate. There are things that, such as envy, anger, unforgiveness, fornication, secret sin, all of these type of things can stop us from going through that narrow gate. And it's only by the grace of God that he will see us through by when we let those things go. It says in John 10, verse 7, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have a life and have it to the full. The devil wants to come and in and distract you. What is it that's stopping you today from having what God has chosen for you? Is it the fact that you're distracted by social media? Is it the fact that you're distracted by gossiping? Is it the fact you're distracted by being occupied what other people are doing rather than focusing on hearing the word of God? God has given us and he's prepared a package for us to be able to receive. But it's only by when we're ready to listen and we're able to let go of those other baggages that we're able to fully experience what God has given for us. Okay, so possessing the gates. Definition of possession is to seize and take control, or take into one's possession, to enter into and control firmly. to dominate. So it says in the promise of God to Abraham in Genesis 22, verse 17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. We are the seeds of Abraham. And before we were ever born, God gave us the authority to possess the gates of our enemies. On one condition is that we walk in the will and purpose of God. Hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail. It says in Matthew 16, verse 18 to 19. Now I say to you, Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. It is vital for us to stand as gatekeepers as we possess our own gates. If we allow the enemy to distract us, they will be able to have control over our lives, our churches, cities and nations. Whoever controls the gateway controls everything connected to it. But God has given us the power and the weapon of prayer to prevail over the enemy. Hallelujah. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So I just want us to reflect, what could be possibly stopping you possessing your gates? Is it the spirit of unforgiveness? Is there past trauma, past hurt from your childhood that you're still not able to forgive and let go? Is it gossiping? Is it anger? Is it distractions from social media? Because our gateways are also our eyes, our ears, our mouth. What we see on the TV can cause us to open gates, demonic gates, rather than God's gates from heaven. When we go to sleep at night, if we're watching movies or listen to circular music, we're not preparing ourselves to be able to receive from the Lord. Because when we sleep, our own dream life is a gateway. So it's important that we check ourselves and to make sure that we're able to say, be able to hear from the God and be able to hear his small voice speaking to us. Is it doubt or negative thinking? Are we allowing the enemy to speak to us and say that we're not worth it, that we're not good enough? Or we are thinking that, yes, God has told me I'm unique, I'm wonderfully made. What is it that you're speaking over yourself? What is it speaking over your children, your family? Because sometimes we as women, we speak out of emotion and we don't think all the time. And our words can be sharper than two-edged sword. We could either speak life, we can speak death, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it and indulge in it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of the words. Proverbs verse 18 and 21. So it's really important for us as children of God that we speak life into ourselves, into our children, into our loved ones, into your husbands, your wives, because what we speak will come to pass. So the reason our gates could be closed, the reason our gates cannot be open, we might not be stepping into what God has prepared for us, because we're still holding on to unforgiveness. We're still holding on to the anger that someone annoyed us at work the other day. Those things, the enemy can step in and say, I'm taking over this gate. But if we forgive, and if we are able to give it to God, and if we are able to let go, then those gates are open for us to step into. Those gates of peace, joy, love, health. He can provide those things for all for us, as long as we're able to let go of the things that are flesh.
Christians who simply want to connect with others on similar paths, Let Stop Faith, Uncover, Heal, Grow is here to support you. Together we'll explore different perspectives, challenges our beliefs, and find the courage to embrace the growth and healing we deserve.